Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
Hello, hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, bonjour, bonsoir. Depending on where you're calling in from, this is Prophetess Mwaka from Dallas, Texas, your favorite radio talk show host here on Solutions on Zambia Block Talk Radio. Well, trust that you're doing great, that it's a wonderful February and your families are blessed and that you are enjoying 2015. I want to encourage you to believe God that this is going to be the very best year of your life. Not only to believe God, but do what you've never done to get what you've never had. You know, insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But if you want a different result this year, you got to change your mindset, change your perspective, change your mentality, change your attitude, change the way you've been doing things. So work towards that goal. You know, many times we say we are waiting on God, but God is actually waiting on us. So don't just do the same thing. Don't expect God to do everything. Do your part and God will do the rest. Well, we're just 2 months away to our Fresh Aroma Annual Spring Prophetic Conference. We're excited. We're looking forward. It's always such a great gathering of nations, friends and pastors and partners and spiritual sons and daughters. And we are just looking forward to an incredible, just refreshing time of impartation. It's also a great place to network and connect. Many couples have met and gotten married, and people have, you know, business people have met, ministry connections. It's absolutely incredible. So we're inviting you all, our solution partners, our solution listeners, April the 16th to the 19th. Here in beautiful Dallas, Texas. The weather is great. By the way, even now, the weather is great while it's snowing in Boston, New York, D.C., all those places. It is nice and warm here, so you can imagine in the spring. So make it your holiday time. Make it just your time to be away, a time of refreshing, a time just to have a great time, a time to relax. The rate at the hotel is $109, so make sure to call the Sheraton Hotel. All the information is on our flyer. Please make sure if you're listening to me from out of state, start in advance, you know, booking your hotels, booking your tickets. Of course, during the conference, we'll be having our Silver Jubilee Black Tie dinner. Very classy, very elegant. And we're celebrating 25 years of ministry, not a fresh aroma, let me clarify, but 25 years of just serving God, planting churches, raising leaders, pastors, and all the stuff we've done serving the Lord for the last 25 years. So we will be having a silver jubilee, a black tie dinner. Please make sure to start getting your tickets in advance, because we will not be selling tickets at the door or during the conference. So please get your tickets in advance. We really do need to let the hotel in advance know. And of course, it's going to be a wonderful time. We have a fashion show. We have so many wonderful things planned. We're excited. We're looking forward. We can't wait. And make sure, gentlemen, you have your tuxedos and your nice suits. The colors are silver, black, or white. Any of those colors you can combine. You can do one or the other, but those are the colors, silver, black, or white. So please don't come in green, yellow, pink, red, you know, brown, beige, gold. It's a silver jubilee. The number for 25 is silver, and we added black and white in there. So you can go onto our website to buy your dinner ticket. It's only $50. Fresh, www.fresharomaministry.org. www.fresharomaministry.org. Make sure to get on there, spread the word. Please, the last date for registration is March the 1st. So please do us a favor, make it easier for us. Get that ticket on time. And as you're inviting friends, let them know about the Silver Jubilee. That's going to be the highlight of the conference. We're excited. People are coming from everywhere. And I mean everywhere, all over the USA and Zambia, Uganda, Kenya. We know a lot of people, as you can imagine, over the last 25 years. By God's grace, we've ministered to so many, trained so many, impacted so many, touched so many with the power and the love of God. It's been very exciting. It's been wonderful. What a journey. So the conference itself is free, but the Silver Jubilee is a dinner, a formal dinner. So of course, when you go to a hotel, you need to pay. So that is the only cost. You're not paying us. You're paying for your own dinner. You're paying for fine dining and a night of elegance and excellence. And as you know, it's going to be the red carpet event of Boston. Very star-studded. We're going to have our own kingdom celebrity time. So we are looking forward. Well, it is Valentine's this coming Saturday. And you know, for many years, we've always done these big events. And Bostonians were already asking, are you coming? We don't see any flyers. We used to do these huge Valentine galas. And they were really, really exciting. One of our wonderful daughters, Shiko, in Boston, she's a great worshiper and minister. She met her handsome husband during one of those Valentine galas. I remember the last one we had about 400 people. I mean, it was awesome, awesome, awesome. And we've done some beautiful ones here in Dallas. But this weekend, we wanted to do something different. Actually, last year, we just decided, you know, it's good to be sensitive to the season. So actually, last year, we just did family. I mean, we just said, you, everybody, take each other out. Singles, go out in groups. Couples, take yourselves out. The Trois are just going to have a family night. But Saturday, we're excited. The couples in our church, we are all going out just in an intimate setting, have fun together, connect, share, help each other, be a blessing to one another. You know, events take up a lot of time and effort and resources and energy. And so because of our big, big Fresh Aroma Conference in April, we're trying to reserve our energy for that. But today is a Valentine special, both for singles and for couples. Now, let me start with the singles. You know, actually, this whole Valentine started off in Boston. And I remember it was Valentine's week, and you know how everybody's advertising about their Valentine, buy flowers, chocolate. So we noticed that the singles in our church were so depressed. I mean, really, I'm really depressed. I'm not exaggerating, depressed, discouraged. I mean, really feeling down. So my wonderful husband, Apostle, being the father that he is like, you know what? Why don't you guys, let's dress up. I'm going to take you all out. It was just about four girls. And they were really excited. Oh, my God, we get to go downtown. I remember there was a place in Boston called Charlestown, very historical city, which has, you know, it's a great, great restaurant. So the four turned into about eight because they're like, oh, my God, Pastor's taking us out. So they told their friends, eight became 12. And the Apostle was like, my budget is like for four. They're like, no, no problem. Before we knew it, we were taking about 20 singles out, both young men and young women. I'm telling you, we had the time of our lives. And, you know, it was very informal. But, you know, they were asking us, so what's the secret? How did you all meet? And from that, it turned into all the many galas that we had. Because now they're like, oh, my goodness, we need to make this an event. Next year, we're going to invite more of our friends. But, you know, I remember that very first Valentine, just how special those young ladies and gentlemen felt. And I want to say to you singles, do not get depressed over Valentine. You know, it's so nice. Go out as a group. Do something fun. Go bowling. You know, go to the movies. Dress up. Take yourselves. There are some classy restaurants in this Dallas. I think about three birthdays ago when I was just 40, three birthdays ago, my lovely Apostle took me to dinner. My Lord, I've never been to a place like that. It's one of those classy, exotic places. They don't even have the price on the menu. So you have to have a serious budget. But I tell you, as you're approaching, they take your car, they walk you down the steps, and there's this orchestra playing. I mean, the whole ambience of the place is absolutely incredible. But Dallas has some amazing, amazing places. So singles, that's not the time to be in your pajamas with curlers in your hair all depressed. No, there are some great movies out there. If you've never watched Annie, go watch it with Jamie Foxx and that Haitian girl. I can't pronounce her name, but it is such a wonder. You know, there are some wonderful, clean, nice movies. There's another one I recently watched. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I've forgotten the name. Hopefully, I'll remember. But there's so much you can do as a young people, as young singles. It's not the time to be depressed. Celebrate each other. Nobody wants to be around a miserable person. And I've found when you're busy, having a good time with your friends, it's amazing that singles, no being depressed, take that bubble bath, put on your best perfume, take your highest heels out, put on your best lipstick. I mean, you just go and paint the town red. Have a good time, singles. Now, for the married, let me encourage you. You know, it's not just another day. Please, on that Valentine's Day, no cooking. You know, it's so easy as married couples just to get in the routine, kids, homework, you know, take the car for the oil change, take out the garbage. And, you know, so many couples, they just, oh, yeah, but you know I love you. But really, Valentine's Day, spoil each other. Husbands, do something different. Give your wife breakfast in bed, you know. Run that bubble bath for her with rose petals. Oh, yeah, I'm a big romantic. You know, play the violin for her at lunchtime, even though you don't know how to play. I mean, just do something. You know, there are so many creative, spontaneous things. Please take her to a different restaurant, not Olive Garden, not BJ's, not Applebee's. You know, we've been not legal seafood. Take her where she's never been before. There's a really beautiful restaurant I've been hearing about in Dallas. It's I think the tallest building in Dallas, and there's a restaurant at the top, and it actually goes round, I've heard. But that one, actually, you've got to book like months in advance. It is always jam-packed, I've heard. So those are the places. Gentlemen, you should send me a commission. I'm giving you good ideas. Make sure you get, you know, babysitting for the kids. You know, nobody should do housework. That's just the day to spoil each other, to have fun. Here in Dallas, the weather is still good. You know, you can go for a walk, go exercise together, you know, go for a ride, go to the park. I mean, do something you've never done. Ladies, the same. You know, many times as ladies, we just want to be the ones receiving flowers and cards and chocolate. But what about the guy? Do something for him, to buy him a gift, you know, sponsor him to go to the barber to get that overdue haircut. You know, just surprise him, buy his favorite book, or, you know, guys like gadgets. You know, my husband never gets tired of gadgets. Buy a gadget. I mean, do something special. Do something unique. Be spontaneous. Be creative. The longer married you are, you know, it's so easy to take each other for granted and stop calling her mama so-and-so and baba so-and-so. Well, no, if that works for you, that's okay. But at least on Valentine's Day, please use each other's first names. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but let's celebrate. You know, love is from God. When Adam saw, Eve, he was mesmerized. He was blown away. He was like, who is this? You know, just be wowed by your wife. If you haven't been giving her compliments, and that goes both ways, give each other compliments. Write each other a letter, a poem. But what I'm saying to you, actually start this week, every day, do something special. Every day, you know, surprise one another. Every day, bless one another. If you're not praying together, this is the time. You know, women, we love that strong spiritual leader in our home. Take time. It doesn't have to be, our family time is like 20 minutes. As a couple, maybe 15, because we're so busy. But it makes such a difference, that holding hands and just praying for our goals and our vision and our dreams as a couple, you know, as a family. So really this week, not just on Saturday, but this whole week, let's do special things for one another. Let's go out of our way for one another. Let's be a blessing to one another. Let's appreciate one another. Let's compliment one another. Let's honor one another. Let's think back and see what made us first fall in love. And those of you who are dating, those of you who are engaged, you know, please do the same thing. Let's never take one another for granted. Let's, you know, not just be casual and familiar. You know, many times we are casual and familiar with the presence of God and the anointing, but even with one another, it's so easy just to become casual. You don't dress up nicely no more. You don't brush your teeth anymore. The house is all raggedy. You know, let's really go the extra mile this week. Let's be a blessing this week. And, you know, the marriages in the kingdom are really under attack. And I really think it's because we spiritualize a lot. And we have to know that we are spirit, soul, and body. We're not just spirit. So if we're spirit, soul, and body, that means let's take care of the physical body, but also the emotions. You know, many people lose that emotional connection. You know, that they're not able to be open to one another. They're not able to be vulnerable to one another. They don't know how to just talk and laugh and tell stories. I want to encourage couples listening today, reconnect. Talk to each other, not at each other. Talk to one another. You know, bless one another. Hear one another out. Support each other's goals and visions and dreams. Be there for one another. That emotional connect is so important. Many affairs begin not because people decide to be unfaithful, but they connect emotionally with someone other than their spouse. You know, they begin to talk to that other person. That other person seems to be more understanding, more loving, more caring. And one thing leads to another, and next thing you know it, there's that physical connection. So let us remember, even if we are saved, even if we are ministers of the gospel, we are spirit, soul, and body. We got to take care of the physical needs, the emotional needs, the psychological needs, the intellectual needs, and the spiritual needs. So this week, make sure you do something special for one another. And singles, do something special for yourselves every day. You know, why not buy yourself a gift? Try a bubble bath you've never done. Go to the hair salon. Do your nails. You know, do your pedicure. I mean, do something for you. You know, the Bible says to love one another as you love yourself. You can never love someone if you don't love yourself. So you have to love yourself first. You got to celebrate you first. You got to take care of you first. You know, you have to appreciate, give that love to someone else. So these are just some tips. You know, I'm a big romantic. You know, I believe in love. I believe in, you know, living life to the fullest. So many people are just going through the routine. And especially mothers. Oh, my goodness. This is why the Women of Destiny is so popular, because it's just a time for us to be girls. There are no husbands to cook for, no baby diapers to change, no housework. Just a time to be spoiled and pampered and have fun and, you know, just hang out as girls, do our little fashion show, you know, just have fun and those moments of having fun. And, you know, love is not just husband and wife. You know, I have so many friends whom I love, and this week I'm going to reach out to them. I'm going to call them. I'm going to let them know I love them. You know, love is not just for husband and wife. Even for our kids, let's celebrate our kids. Let's do something special. You know, many times you didn't do this, you didn't do your chores, you're failing in school, it's just lecture. But even the kids, let's do something nice for them. You know, and vice versa, kids, do something nice for your parents. Do something nice for your pastor, for your pastor's wife. You know, do something nice for people at work. It's just a week to be a blessing. It's just a week to show love. It is a week to go the extra mile. You know, whatever you sow, you shall reap. And love is giving time. Give your energy. Give your passion. Give your resources. Your finances, do something you've never done. It is so fulfilling to reach out to others. It's so fulfilling to make other people smile. It is so fulfilling, you know, to go above and beyond. I'm telling you, this life, even in the world, they say what goes round comes round. Reach out to others, and God will touch others to reach out to you. So this is not a week to be depressed. It's not a week to be overwhelmed and just bored. And no. We are declaring it is a wonderful week, fabulous week, fantastic week, a week full of favor, a week of breakthrough, a week of strength, a week of honor, a week of good news. Goodness and mercy will follow us this week. All signs and wonders will follow us this week. Good news is coming on our cell phones, in our mailboxes, on our emails. It is a week of good news. It's a week to be celebrated and to celebrate others. It's a week to love and be loved and to love others. It's a week to be a blessing. It is a week to go above and beyond. It's a special week. It's a miraculous week. It is a supernatural week. It's a week to bring out the potential in others. It's a week of honor. It's a week of promotion. It's a week of divine connections and divine appointments. It's a week of a turnaround. It's a week to walk under an open heaven. It's a week of blessing. It is a week to enjoy the favor of the living God. Oh, I just know that this is a special week, a week of breakthrough. Oh, a powerful, powerful week. So whoever you are, as you've heard me today, I pray you are encouraged. I pray you are refreshed. I pray you are enriched. I pray that hope has come back. If you're believing God, don't give up. Singles, we're praying with you, believing God for you every day. I pray for all singles connected in my life, in our local church, on our prayer line, Fresh Aroma partners, relatives. I am praying for you every day that God will remember you. Couples, I'm praying for you, praying for us too, that our marriages will be strong, will be blessed, will respect each other, honor one another. The Lord will keep us, you know, we'll have that joy of being in one another's presence. So I know you've been blessed. I feel refreshed ministering to you and encouraging you. Put a smile on your face. It makes you look 10 years younger. Please do like our page, Solutions Radio, on Facebook. Tess Mwaka Fresh Aroma Ministry, Women of Destiny, and our wonderful church, All Nations House of Prayer. We have four pages on Facebook. Please like them all and do share with somebody about this Valentine's special. If you're being blessed, text somebody to tune in. We are on every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in the month of March, we will have different speakers. People have been kind of busy, but we will get back to having different people come on and share and all that good stuff. But for the rest of February, we're just going to do these 30-minute specials. And as I just give you tips, oh, I've been hanging out with Kikuyu's, Lord have mercy, tips and nuggets of wisdom. Also, don't forget to prepare to come to our Fresh Aroma Conference, April the 16th to the 19th. Please buy your ticket in advance for the Silver Jubilee Black Tie Dinner, which will be held on Saturday, April the 18th at 5 p.m. sharp. Saturday, April the 18th, during the conference, 5 p.m. sharp. And also that morning, we're going to have our Women of Destiny for the sake of all our ladies coming from out of state. So in the morning will be Women of Destiny, and the men will also be a meeting. By the way, our guest speakers, our wonderful friend, you know how we love them so much, Dr. Abed Bwanika, is coming with his beautiful wife, Dr. Gladys, Bishop Banda from Zambia, powerhouse for the Lord. Bishop Price is coming from Austin with his lovely wife, Apostle Cherie, our very good friends, Dr. Jose Muzingo. I love that couple. Oh my goodness, we've been friends literally for 25 years. Actually, I really handpicked the speakers because it's our Silver Jubilee. These are people we relate to. This is our inner circle. If you want to know our inner circle, this is it. These are people I can call anytime. They pray for me. We pray for them. I mean, we just love them. Apostle and I just love them. Of course, Pastor Inky, you know I had to put Nigeria there. I love the people of Nigeria. I love their faith, their passion, their just determination, persistence in the gospel. And even with Pastor Benga, Pastor Inky, we've been friends for many years. They too were from Boston, now here in Dallas. I tell you, Dallas, you're blessed with all of us Bostonians. By the way, did you all watch the Super Bowl? We were so excited. Our team, the New England Patriots, won in the last 3 minutes. Isn't our God amazing? And I tell you, I always think of that Super Bowl. It is never too late. Nothing is impossible with our God. So don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. This is going to be your greatest year, your year to testify, your year to leap over walls and run through troops, your year of fulfillment, your year of breakthrough, your year of honor, your year of divine acceleration, your year of divine connections. It is your year to be remembered, your year for God to fulfill his word in your life. The God I serve is a faithful God, a covenant-keeping God. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this great year. By the way, we have Fresh Aroma coming up in Nairobi for the very first time in June, in Lusaka. They started preparing last year in July the 16th to the 19th. That is Lusaka. If you want to join us, please send us a Facebook message. And of course, in August, we are back in Uganda with our dear friends, the Bwanikas. They're having their pastors' conference. Then, well, I pray you are blessed. If this program blesses you, let us know. tell us of the topics you would like us to do. Let us know what you've been learning. Give us your testimony. So have a wonderful, wonderful evening, a great week. Remember what I taught you. Be a blessing. Be kind to your spouse, to your kids, to everybody in your life. Singles, no being depressed. Be happy. Go do your hair. Go do your nails. Go do your toes. Buy yourself a new outfit. Love you very much. This is Prophetess Mwaka. God bless you. Bye-bye.